Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG on It's Wedding Advice Season 6, and today I'm talking about how music sucks in 2024. Yes, it's only 2 weeks into the year, and music just sucks. Back in the day, you put out a record, it sustained time. Like, it was around for months, sometimes years, and it was like over 3 minutes long. Nowadays, every song is 2 minutes or less. They suck. Artists are putting out whole albums at the same time. People are going online, streaming everything. The music is just terrible, and nobody listens to any of it. You listen to it for like 3 weeks and it's gone. If it's on TikTok, maybe you get 2 months out of it. And everybody's sampling old shit now. Like, yo, that song's great. Yeah, it was in the 80s when they originally did it. Now they've taken a sample out of it, made it about 30 seconds long, put it on TikTok, and that's what you're listening to. So I'll just loop that shit over and over and over again. It's like when the Barbie movie came out. You're like, all right, Aqua's gonna do Barbie Girl, and you have Ice Spice doing whatever that was. You know, Dua Lipa's song during the Barbie movie was fantastic. But the other song, you know, it was what it was. You know, like, the fuck is this? Little blonde Barbie and Ken, and all of a sudden, here comes this fucking hardcore rap song, like something that, I don't know. I have no idea even how to explain it. But there are so many great songs from like old times that literally stood the test of time, and now you have all this shit that comes out on the regular that's like, ugh. And then you guys want to play it at your wedding, and it's only about 45 seconds to 2 minutes a pop. Like Little Boo Thing, that was only a 2 minute long song. You don't think that motherfucker could have got an additional minute 30 out of that? Man, he'd be balling right now. 2 minutes, done. Eventually, each song is going to be a minute long. It's going to be like one chorus and one verse, and we're done. It's all going to be sample shit. You can't be looking at these new songs and like, oh, that song's great because it lasts about 2 weeks and it's gone. A song like Dance With Somebody, Uptown Funk, even Lady Gaga's Poker Face was out for like ever. Remember back a few years ago when Nicki Minaj came out with Starships, and now Nicki puts out 25 tracks a month? You don't know which one's the hot one or which one's not. You got to literally play all of them. So I'll take 45 seconds of each Nicki song, put them all together. Now you got a 5 minute make a mix. You can listen to it at the wedding. Dude, I'm telling you, it's getting harder and harder. But you don't want to play some crap ass song that came out on the radio last week. Why? Because nobody cares about it in 2 weeks. One out of every 25 songs that are bangers on TikTok are dead within 3 or 4 weeks. It's over. So listen, let DJs like me do our job. Trust us on this. As much as you might love certain songs that are on the radio now, those songs are shit in 2 weeks. It's the nature of 2024. Trust me. It's great advice. Take it or leave it. I'm ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? To control, so I better hold on.
mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps ending.